InfoWars. Tomorrow's news, today.
Between the time when the censors drank the voices of the free and the rise of the unyielding truth seekers, there was an age undreamed of. And unto this, Alex Jones, destined to bear the crown of revelation upon a vigilant brow, fighting the shadows of tyranny. It is I, his chronicler, who alone can tell thee of his saga. Let me tell you of the days of high adventure.
The story you're about to see is true. All of it is verifiable and documented. This is reality. Truth is stranger than fiction.
We know the government's planning terrorism. We know the Joint Chiefs of Staff wanted to blow up airliners. If you do it, we're going to blame you because we know who's up to it. Or if you let some terrorist group do it, like the World Trade Center, we know who to blame. If any terrorism comes, it's from this government. And if there was an outside threat like a Bin Laden, who was a known CIA asset in the 80s, he's the boogeyman they need in this Orwellian phony system.
Long live the Constitution and death to the New World Order. Death to the New World Order. Death the idea of losing our sovereignty. We don't like this flag, and we're sick and tired of it. The revolution of peaceful information is coming, and when it comes time, you people are going to be brought to punishment.
Don't you stand for America, sir? What about the Federal Reserve and the CFR? You people are being lied to. This country's been taken over by Europe, and I'm being drug out. Laugh at it.
The truth is out there in front of you, but they lay out this buffet of lies. I'm sick of it, and I'm not going to take a bite out of it. Do you got me?
I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you got one.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game. 1776 will commence again if you try to take our firearms.
If you want them, come and take them.
Your reputation's amazing. I will not let you down. You'll be very, very impressed, I hope.
Donald J. Trump is now president of the United States.
InfoWars just lost their war on info. Yesterday, Apple,
iTunes, Vimeo, and Spotify,
and YouTube, Twitter,
and Facebook
have all blocked Alex Jones and InfoWars.
Google is evil. Google is evil.
Alex Jones. He was subpoenaed by the bipartisan House committee investigating the insurrection.
1776! 1776!
Alex Jones must sell off nearly all of his personal assets.
Jones owes $1.5 billion.
InfoWars is shutting down.
They may shut him down, but they won't shut him up.
The most banned man in America, Alex Jones.
The 135th day of the return of President Trump, and it's never a light or dull news day. Thank you for joining us for this live Sunday night four-hour transmission. I'm your host, Alex Jones, here every Sunday 4 to 6 p.m., sometimes 4 to 8 p.m. A lot of times we have a guest host, like the great Royce White, who knocked it out of the park last week, hosting the 7 to 8 o'clock or 6 and 7 o'clock hour. So look for him tonight in the third and fourth hour. Okay. Well, we've hit the winter solstice, the darkest, longest night of the year, and San Francisco is in the dark. There was a fire there at one of their stations. They don't have any backup power, so they're still in the dark and for about a day, and they've got a lot of electric cars stalled out all over the roads. Interesting example of what the Great Reset causes and does. But speaking of energy, Venezuela condemns U.S. act of piracy seizing a second giant oil tanker, and the Coast Guard is in hot pursuit near Venezuela, about to grab another third oil tanker. U.S. Coast Guard in active pursuit of third vessel off Venezuela coast. I'll run down a bunch of the other news. It's big, straight ahead, back in 60 seconds. challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're watching The Alex Jones Show, tomorrow's news today.
Pistol shots ring out in a barroom night. Enter Betty Valentine from the upper hall. She sees a bartender in a pool of blood. Cries out, my God, they killed them all. Here comes the story of the hurricane. The man the authorities came to blame for something that he never done. Put in a prison cell, but one time he could have been.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for joining us. Decided to spend time with us on this Sunday evening, December 21st, 2025. Remember, you are the Paul Revere's. And when you decide on that local station you're listening to or on X or on Rumble at The Real Alex Jones or The Alex Jones Network to share that feed with friends, family, neighbors, strangers, your email list, your text message list, and say, here is the verboten transmission that the bad guys do not want you to hear or see. That's how we're changing the world. And we are the tip of the spear together. Myself, the crew, and you, the listeners and viewers that aren't spectators, you're active participants in the animating contest of liberty. Well, there's a headline tonight. Sunday Live, U.S. targets third oil tanker. They're in hot pursuit, chasing it down right now off Venezuela as tensions mount. Netanyahu's traveling to the White House next week. Wants U.S. to strike Iran again. Democrats move to impeach Bondi and others over full Epstein file release delay. And they keep calling it the Epstein files. There's civil cases, criminal cases, the Epstein estate, countless new civil cases. It just continues on and on. And what are we getting? Bill Clinton with women in hot tubs and just a bunch of garbage and creepy stuff with Epstein half naked with, it looks like a baby's foot in his hand. I mean, it's just, and there's no Donald Trump in there, except the Justice Department's been going through whoever they believe is innocent or just a bystander in any of these tens of thousands of files that have already been released. More coming. The media goes, look, Donald Trump's name was blacked out of this document. And how do they know? Because it was a public document that had just been in the files. And so they knew that Trump didn't do anything wrong where his name was listed. It was just a side issue, a bystander, just mentioned in a report, not with any crime. And so they knew that, but they implied, ooh, they're blacking Trump out. But here's the bigger question. Why is the Justice Department doing that? There is nothing to hide there. So the Justice Department is setting up these traps for Trump, acting like they're his buddies, but at every point and level, making him look like he's guilty. Yeah, Bill Clinton, the main character in the Epstein drop, just can't escape scandal. So it goes on and on, and there's Larry Summers, Clinton's top economic advisor, later the head of Harvard. And they imply, oh, they're holding back stuff on Trump. There's nothing there. But the Justice Department continues to drop the ball on purpose to make it look like Trump's guilty. Epstein files released by Department of Justice. Pam Bondi hit with impeachment threat over Epstein failure.
They had 1 month since the bill passed to release all the, quote, files. Epstein files, photos disappear from government website, including one of Trump doing nothing. And we have the examples right here. I had some blow-ups of that. Will you guys actually permit the blow-ups of this? I can show you. Oh, look, they blacked out Trump's name in one of the data documents. And then it was already publicly available years ago, and then you see it's innocuous. But that's the type of trick they play. Like a few weeks ago, the Democrats cherry-picked out of 90-plus thousand Epstein files from the state that his family turned over and only released 19 images, one of them Trump at a socialite event, talking to what looks like a 40-year-old woman, and then you see Epstein standing off a few feet away. Okay. They both attended the same clubs. And then Trump at a beauty pageant with women with flowers around their necks, and they blacked out their faces to make it look like they were victims, and it turned out it was a public photo from the New York Post in the early 90s. Again, I predicted this would be the trick over and over again, but I do want to look at some of the stuff that has been released, because it's super interesting and super creepy, and it just shows you the mind of Epstein and these globalists. Bring it on, Deputy AG Todd Blanche responds to Massey and others threatening to impeach Pam Bondi over what they've done. And they said, look, we had a month. We've already released tens of thousands of files just this month. We're going to release more. But I'm not accusing them specifically of sabotage, but this is what Kyle Serafin said about 10 months ago, that he knows this pattern. He's been proven right, that it's the middle managers, people that are going through all this, are deliberately, even then we heard this was coming, going to black Trump's name out, even of innocuous stuff. And just a newsflash, you can look this up. When they've declassified big tranches of CIA files since 47, the biggest ever was in the Church Committee hearings in 76, 77, 78. They released millions of files. 90-plus percent was newspaper clippings and transcripts of what was on a newscast. But they would classify it because they wouldn't want people in FOIA requests knowing what they were researching. And so that's what most of this is. So it's like, oh, we've got, look, it's Trump with six or seven women around him. And I looked at their shoulders and arms and stuff. I said that they look about 25. They got flowers around their necks. I can tell that's newsprint. That's a photo of a newsprint. And it wasn't until hours later we learned it was the New York Post from 92. But I assessed it. I said, that's a public photo. I've seen that before. I don't remember where. We've seen this recycled over and over again. I've seen that photo a bunch. As you can see the news scan, you can see the printing. It's black and white. Or that sepia style they do, kind of three-tone. And then sure enough, hours later, oh, it's the New York Post. And the article goes, oh, it was so good to be part of this with Trump. He's such a gentleman. And it shows the women. They're all about 25, 30 years old, just like I said. But a public photo of him. Act like it's secret. Yeah, there you go. And pretend that you have found Satan himself. And again, I just call balls and strikes. But so many conservatives are like, I'm done with Trump. You know, he's involved with Epstein. No, he's not. But the mishandling of it has been terrible. Absolutely terrible. Jeffrey Epstein's partner in crime, Ghislaine Maxwell, revealed in photos released by the Department of Justice, kissing him, showing off her breast with women rubbing their feet on her breast. Yeah, her and the Google, her and the Apple widow are big buddies. Big, 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 big buddies. So lots of stuff going on out there with these people. But I've kind of already hit that. I want to get into censorship and control and what the globalists are up to and what they're doing. Then we'll look at all the war news that's unfolding. But a really good move by the Trump admin to kill 41 building, $41 billion in tech deal with UK over online censorship laws. And the laws they've now passed in the UK, years in prison for silently praying. You name it. If your dog on the street offends Muslims, you are taken to jail. Your dog is taken and euthanized. I have newscasts saying it. And in the new law, they can add anything they want and say it's hateful at any time. So it's an open-ended law. So I thought I'd give you some examples of that, because Australia is trying to pass these exact same laws. Canada's already passed about half of the laws in the last month. They got the other half are trying to pass that just gets rid of all your speech, grabs your bank account, preemptively puts you in jail or house arrest if they think you're going to do something and say something you're not allowed to. And they're saying criticism of Islam is the main problem. Sadiq Khan said the biggest problem facing Europe, the UK, everybody, is people that don't like Islam. And the only problem in the world under Islam is we're not submitting to you, right? That's what it means, submission. So U.S. suspends $41 billion tech deal with UK over online censorship laws. Just an example, British teachers to spot misogyny in boys and target them for re-education. But the Muslims are allowed to kidnap and rape women, though. That's part of their culture. Here's Sadiq Khan. In fact, that's on the list, guys. I forgot to give you the number, but pull that up. I'm just going to hit this now. Hit those other clips in a minute. Here's the mayor. I don't like to tell you something and then not actually show it because it's just sensational how out in the open he is. The mayor of London says people whom are against Islam are the real problem, not the grooming gangs or the terrorism. I mean, it's just amazing. And then we've got Australia saying we're going to take whatever guns are left in response to the Muslims killing a bunch of people last week in Sydney, and we're going to pass a anti-hate law where you will get long prison sentences for anything we say is hateful, specifically being mean to the Muslims. Even though the Muslims are now running super creepy TV ads I'll get to later, where they are literally wanting to outlaw Christmas. So that's coming up. But here's the new articles, though. Now listen to how Orwellian these headlines are, because when you actually go read the legislation, it's point blank. Banning, criticizing Muslims, open borders, anybody. Ministers finalizing definition of anti-Muslim hatred. They've already released what they want. It's any criticism of Islam, any criticism of any of them in any way, and you're going to spend years in prison. Proposed UK Islamophobia definition allows for right to criticize religion, sources say. Oh, sure it does. That's The Guardian. Hate crime and hate speech, UK government section, you can read it right here for yourself. And they spin it more. England's new free speech law. Oh, it's a free speech law. Yeah, the censors always say, oh, you have free speech in Germany and Sweden and everywhere, now the UK, but we will put you in jail if what you say is hurtful or mean or, you know, we don't like it. In Germany, they've put people in jail who've criticized the new Chancellor Merz. I covered the article last week for saying he's incompetent. And they knock down your door, take your electronics, 3 years in prison. And then you lose your job and you get out. So, I mean, this is what the ADL, this is what the Israel lobby wants here. And they're in an alliance with the left. And I have clips of the left, new ones. I have clips in the UK, Canada, Australia saying, you say something mean, put you in prison. And then I've got all the big major Israel lobbies, clips here, just shocking, saying we're using AI to track everybody and what you say, and you criticize Israel in any way, we are going to take you offline, and then we are going to get you fined, and we're going to make sure you lose your job. And in countries like Europe, we're going to put you in jail. And they say the definition is if you criticize Zionism, even. So my point in raising this is you've got the left wanting to get rid of free speech, and then in the right wing, they call it right wing, you've got these big Jewish lobbies doing it. And it is just so dangerous and so bad, and it's just a huge problem. And then you notice at TPUSA and everywhere, you've got Mark Levin and Ben Shapiro running around trying to police everybody. Oh, yeah, this video is chilling right here. The problem is it's 13 minutes long. And these big think tanks with massive money literally say, we have courts, our own private courts, like Sharia law. And, you know, we have the Jewish leadership and control the censorship, which is not completely true. But then if you say Jews run the censorship in many areas, then they also say we're going to censor you. They actually say that. I've played the clips before. They had a meta censorship. Like, Jews control almost all the censorship in the West and all the big tech censorship. And if you say that, we're going to censor you and debank you too. And I'm just like, well, okay, okay. There are a lot of you happen to be Jewish, but you know, I'm not even trying to attack Jews in general here. I just want to stop the censorship. And they're like, well, if you point that out, we're going to put you in jail. I mean, this is coming very, very quickly. So everybody's going to be forced into this situation of asking, why is Sadiq Khan so arrogant? Why are the other Muslim leaders so arrogant, saying we're invincible, we're taking over, it's over for you? Because they're 30, 40, 50, 60, 70, 80, 90%. The capital of the EU, Brussels, Belgium, is like 88% Muslim. Paris is something like 50%. London's over 60%. Total 80%+ non-white. And they teach anti-white, and they teach all the people they bring in to hate the country and to want to overthrow it and to hate white people. And that's done with the left, with the globalists, with the Muslims, and then with the leftist Jewish groups and the right-wing ones, London Guardian supporting all this ban on free speech because they're liberal. And it's a sick alliance. It's beyond a red-green alliance. There is a Jewish alliance in the red-green alliance. And I want to apologize for saying that. It's true. And that's why the temperature has been turned up so much in all this racial and religious conflict. Is above all that is the globalist architects manipulating this clash of civilizations, at the end of which we won't have any free speech. So if I play all these ministers saying they're going to take your speech and put you in jail, take the whole show, I could go 30 minutes with just new clips of the powerful Jewish think tank censorship groups in the U.S., in Europe, you name it, just point blank. Like, it will not be tolerated. You will not talk bad about us, and we are going to destroy you. Now, what do you think happens when we see Muslims saying, we're conquering the West, there's nothing you can do? A certain percentage of people get motivated. What do you think people do when they see the head of Meta censorship go, almost all the censor heads in government and in big tech are Jewish, and if you say it's a Jewish conspiracy, we will crack down on you even harder. It's like, it's baiting, folks. It's baiting, okay? So I don't care who runs it. I'm not going to attack people because of groups of people or whatever. Yeah, I mean, it's like the Somalis. I've probably seen 100 videos of Somalis in Minnesota going, listen, white slaves, we own you. And you're going to do whatever we say, however we say. And people see these and think this can't be real. Go to Minneapolis. I've been there many times. The Genesis Network used to be based up there. Been there like 20 times. I don't remember. I like Minnesota, man. I mean, I don't like traveling that much, but the hunting and fishing is just mwah. And so Ted Anderson, the owner of the network, was a big hunter and fisher, still is. And so he would just take me all expenses paid, pheasant hunting, fishing. Fishing's the best I've ever seen in the world. But then you're in the city, and literally the Somalis are arrogant. They laugh at you. They bump into you. I mean, it's like scary as hell because they're arrogant, man. And by the way, they do it to black people that aren't Somali. They'll tell you, see all the videos, they're like, I'm like a big old black dude. Like, he goes, yeah, I was there to see my son, and they're just talking smack to me and, you know, getting in my face for telling me I'm a scum because I'm not a Somali. They are elitist, folks. But the point is that you've got this consortium of elitists, and in Pakistan, in many regions, sex slavery is normal. And so they set up shop all over the world with sex slavery and pedophilia. And it's just so incompatible. And then you've got the leftist and right-wing Jewish lobbies wanting to censor everybody. And you got the leftist Jewish lobbies only outdone by Catholic charities, flooding us with all the Islamics. And it's just a disaster. And then if you say, hey, I don't want replacement migration, it's an official ADL UN plan to replace, quote, white Christians. You go on the UN website, it's on there, with foreigners. They say, oh, that's going to be illegal. That is illegal in Germany, France, Sweden, and now the UK. If you say this is replacement migration, you go to prison. I can play you magistrates giving people 2 and 3 year sentences. Did you said that they were bringing in immigrants, migrants to replace the white population and replace the migration? That is a code violation. 3 years in prison. Guilty, guilty, guilty. I mean, you're hearing Twilight Zone music play, and it's an official plan. But it's got to be illegal to say it, because if you're being told you're being replaced and the people coming here are being brainwashed to hate you, well, let's do this. Let's do Sadiq Khan. I've got to get started here. Let's do just Sadiq Khan yesterday. The problem is people that don't like Islam and don't submit to Islam. And he's a real Muslim. He's like, the problem is you don't submit. Only problem in the world is bend over, I rule you. And then let's go to just one of the latest Somalis saying, you work for me, bitch. Get your white ass out there and start working, bitch. Here it is.
कि लोग जो non-Muslims हैं वो समझे Islam peaceful religion है. We're not terrorists, we're not bad people. But unfortunately, some people try and divide communities, try and turn people against Islam Muslims. और हम कोशिश करते हैं और इंशाल्लाह कि वो लोग educate हो जाएंगे.
Bet you didn't see this. What you're about to watch is easily one of the scariest, most disturbing things that I personally have ever seen. Watch this.
When you look for a job, when you look for a spouse...
We're playing the wrong clip here. It's fine, not a problem. That is not a Somali right there. That is the big Jewish censor lady. Not a problem. I like it. We're going to do this. We're just going to relax here for a while. Just enjoy ourselves. Sit back. Chill. Open a fresca, because I'm super prepared here. I've got, and I know we have a limited crew, I have 59 clips today. And I really want to air them for you. Here's what I was talking about.
And you work all day. You don't got shit. Thank you for working so hard so I can be home all day, free. I can use my EBT. Go to work for me, white boy, white girl. Yeah. Go to work for me, you white animals. Work for me. Yeah, you work for me. And the U.S. government is the... They work for me. All of you work for me. Now go to work. Pay them taxes. Take care of me and my people. All right? This is my land. I control this place. This is my reality. You all gonna be enchained. I'm gonna lock all you guys up if you don't pay your taxes. You better pay your taxes.
This is how they truly feel about us. I don't care how many times you vote to give them everything that they want. This is how they truly think about you. So to all the white liberals who are constantly complaining about the fact that they have no money, that their taxes are high, that all of these things are happening to them because of what they voted for, so they can be the good person who allows everyone in. This is what you're allowing in. This is what you're supporting.
We'll be right back. The average leftist knows that they want to slit the country's throat. They're Satanists. We'll be right back. Ladies and gentlemen, I cannot do this without you. You're the reason we're here. You're our sponsor. You are what keeps us on air. And we are launching today through the 23rd of December, the final days of Christmas sale at thealexshowstore.com. 60% off on our best-selling ultramethylene blue, Irish sea moss gummies, and Shilajit gummies, and more. If you haven't tried our ultramethylene blue, that is the strongest, best out there that we found, bar none, you're crazy. What it does for your mitochondria, your energy, your stamina, with no letdown, is insane. It's so good for you. Just research the studies. We have medical grade. We have the best. And you've seen all our guests and others that come in here, and they're just blown away by it, including those who are already taking methylene blue. They're like, wow, this is way stronger, way better. It's amazing. I'm challenging all of you. I'm challenging everybody to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds. We are in the red. I met with accountants this morning. Not too bad, but we're there. And we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy a new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and get 50% off on all future orders in perpetuity until you decide to cancel. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition, over 700 designs at thealexjonesstore.com. So my challenge to all of you is this. Get a bottle of ultramethylene blue for 60% off right now, and then you're going to be blown away and reorder it. You've heard all the people call in with their testimonials. This is the real deal. The best salesmen sell the best products. I promote and sell freedom. I promote and sell stopping the globalists. You know my information is the most accurate out there. Why on earth would you think that I would tell you this will change your life? The Shilajit, the Irish Sea Moss, the bovine colostrum, Ultimate Life Force, Spike Protein, Cardiovascular Detox. All these are kick-butt products. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Please do your Christmas shopping there. We need your support. It's a win-win for everybody. You keep this operations, the true thorn on the side of the globals on the air. And separately, the classic Nitric Boost. Dr. Judy Mikovits, you know, I didn't know she knew about it. She bought it. So this is the best formula for your heart and for spike protein and for everything else. And men notice it in the morning when they wake up. It is back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com exclusively. InfoWarsStore.com Nitric Boost. All of you need these products. Take action now.
Whoa, dude, is that methylene blue? This house really knows me. Oh, wow, Shilajit gummies. I gotta hide these from Melania. She loved them bigly. These sure taste great, and they're good for me, too. You can buy me now at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
All right. I want to be very clear here. In my 31 years on air, it'll be 32 years coming up in April next year, I have always criticized Israel when Israel's doing something wrong. And I've exposed what Israel's done and bad things that Israel does and how Israel manipulates our internal politics and the different power blocks in Israel. But I've always done it from a place of reality. And I also criticize other powerful power blocks that are going against America's interest and our basic freedoms in some cases. And I really go through a hit list of which country and which regimes I think are the most dangerous. And Israel has gone from being really, I think, down the line, not one of the big threats to the United States, but a potential big threat because it's infiltration and control of our government at many levels in foreign policy. Now that Israel's losing control, it's trying to assert control, and so it's moved up into being one of the main threats. And when they were trying to take us to full war with Iran, they didn't just want those strikes on the reactors and were attacking any Trump supporter, prominent Trump supporter that criticized it as Nazis and all this, and saying, we're going to deplatform you. At that point and moment, Israel went for a few weeks to the number one threat to America. This could have easily led Iran being allied with China and Russia to a full nuclear war. Most top analysts agreed. So I wasn't spending, you know, basically half our time then attacking Netanyahu and the leadership of Israel while missiles were being fired at both sides, which was terrible. I don't support the mullahs, certainly not. You know, Iran's got bad leadership. But Israel became central then because it put itself and us on the front burner. And now Netanyahu 2 months ago announced, I'll put the clip in a moment first, he said we're in an eight-front war with people that don't like Israel. What you mean is people that want to run their own countries and people that don't want to send our money over to you. But let's be clear. Just because I don't like Netanyahu trying to run our country, I want to be clear about the low IQ anti-Semites. And by low IQ, most of them, some of them are smart in many ways, but the most of them literally just know how to say everybody's a secret Jew agent and just make Jewish slurs and obsess on it. And just, it's the only policy you know. It's the only thing you know. And it's crazy. Like Candace Owens comes out with a whole news story after the Egyptian airplane thing got debunked. And I like Candace. I've always liked her. And she's got this new guy that says he's on this military base, Fort Huachuca. And then he stumbles into the big planning meeting to kill Charlie Kirk. And I went and looked the guy up. He used an alias on her show. And it's all, he's obviously a complete loon. He claims he's being gang stalked and for years, and he was, his wife attacked him and held him in the garage and beat him with hammers, and the police were in on it, and it just, it goes lunatic, lunatic, lunatic. I mean, just that story alone, and I go, what is this? This is crazy. It doesn't mean there wasn't help killing Charlie Kirk. It doesn't mean we shouldn't investigate. I've had questions, serious ones, and actually targeted where the real cover-up is, and I'll do it again tonight. And none of those people ever respond to what I say or what I do. They just say, oh, you got money from Netanyahu. No, all I got was lawsuits manipulated on record by the ADL and that's come out in federal court with Arctic Frost targeting me for destruction. And when those who support us and we barely survive, the very same people that ascribe everything, slipping on a banana peel to Jews, they go, no, Jones sold out to Elon Musk. Elon Musk beat his enemies in court. Alex has InfoWars. InfoWars is saved. And it's their new talking point. And that's why he is attacking Candace for Netanyahu, because Netanyahu killed Candace. And I'm just like, what? Oh, you have proof Netanyahu did it, huh? I have proof. Netanyahu had a stand down on October 7th. I have proof they asked Qatar to give them billions of dollars a year from Israel. I have proof Israel was heavily involved in 9/11 and was the first to break all of that. Not just the celebrating Israelis, but the bombs and who did it in the towers. And it was the CIA involved as well, but me. And what, it's just bizarre. Because it's like a black hole where I cover what is true, what I can prove, no matter how bad it is, I go there. But I do not make stuff up. My assets were taken over by the federal court. My assets were transferred to the U.S. Justice Department that intervened on the case. They had a fake auction. They got in trouble. They got kicked back in federal court. Then they tried another scam, tried to shut us down without court orders. The judge got pissed, kicked it out of state court this year. The judge ordered a receiver to come in and prepare the sale of it. We fought them in court. We lost. Now the receiver is setting an auction sometime in the next month or so. And I get to hear all over the place the last few days, oh, he's criticizing Candace Owens. Because Elon Musk, who also works for Netanyahu, even though the ADL and Israel literally have been trying to shut down X and going and boycotting his advertisers, and he's had to sue them over that. But it doesn't matter, though, because you don't know anything. You just describe everything. They go, well, Elon Musk came into the court case. Yeah, because the Democrat Party law firm, Paul Weiss, the top law firm, look it up, the one that paid $40 million in restitution to Trump, said last year that they owned my name and the 13th Amendment didn't apply to me, and that they owned my social media handles and owned URL addresses on X, and it was unprecedented. No one had ever asked for that. So X had to come in and say, we own that, not you. If you get ownership of his stuff, you can claim and pull his content down and claim you own that, but you don't get the X handle. That will be retained by X. That's how all social media works. You don't own that address on Facebook or YouTube. But see, there's my payoff, you see. Oh, he's not good. We're all good. We're the cool kids. We're the holy ones. We're the pure ones. And just thousands of accounts today, some of them tens of thousands, hundreds of thousands of views. And I don't mind it. We'll just send people here for the truth. But, I mean, I'll just show you. I don't just do that. Let me get back to the real threat here. I'd love it if you guys would actually talk about the real Israel think tanks, systems, the Israeli government officially announcing that they're coming to censor Americans and how they're doing it through U.S. corporations and government. This is a scandal of scandals. But you're too busy accusing everybody and their dog of being a Mossad agent because it makes you the good guys than actually knowing anything. And I understand, you're stupid. You're low IQ, man. I'm talking about most of you. I mean, I'm talking about my listeners, but you guys, I mean, you're dumb. I am legitimately doing studying. I am legitimately, when China tries to come in and push us around against it, when Mexico and its government does stuff against it, when Canada tries to, you know, do stuff, when Trump's people do something wrong, Trump's AI takeover, federal liability protection system, I called it an AI dictatorship. People went, oh my God, he's turned on Trump. No, on that, it's wrong. And I know the argument. Well, then Newsom, California pretty much is controlled until now, along with the UN or regulations, because the feds wouldn't do it. Trump's coming to the vacuum and saying, you're not doing it, UN. You're not doing it, EU. You're not doing it, California. You're not going to file suits and write the regulations by how you go after AI. The federal government will decide. And I understand that argument. It's still too dangerous. And so I think it has to be battled out. And the feds have to battle the states and things when they think they're wrong. But I think the states will do some good things sometimes. It won't just be Newsom. States will have some good stuff for AI. And the feds will, you know, anything centralized like this is bad news. I know they want to win the AI race. See, that's a nuanced, real, thoughtful answer. I think anybody with a brain knows, yeah, that makes sense. Maybe you disagree on this or that. We should do whole shows on how do we handle this. Is Trump wrong or right? But the point is that Israel and the powerful Jewish lobby on the left and right is heavily unified and one of the main groups pushing internet ID, AI censorship, debanking and control. And I have been literally the victim of it at the hands of the ADL, the Southern Poverty Law Center, the CIA, the DOJ, on record in court trying to destroy us and shut us down. Sacha Baron Cohen at the ADL gala saying I need to be arrested. We're talking about replacement migration. And then I get to have a bunch of unwashed idiots, literally that don't know anything about anything, just spew lies about me all day. And I'm not worried they're doing that about me, but I'm like, you guys are fools. Because all you know how to do is say, you're holy, everybody else is bad. We have all of this foreign EU and Israel and Keir Starmer through the EU, and it came out a few weeks ago, Hillary and Obama, when they were out of power, putting requests in the first Trump administration to the EU to file lawsuits and all this stuff, trying to block the U.S., and it got even worse under Biden because Congress was already watching what Biden was doing, so they were using the EU to censor and control Americans by threatening and fining the companies. And now they just fined Elon 140 million euros. Now they're talking about criminal time. And Brazil talked about criminal charges. And they seized his companies. People go, wow, why is he defending Elon Musk? Because Elon Musk is leading the way for free speech. And so is Rumble. Of course I'm championing him. Not because he gave me any money, but because they're suing him. They're attacking his advertisers. The same law firms that have sued me are suing Elon. Look that up. So there's no need to have me and Elon like on the phone. Oh, help me, Elon. I'll do this for you. We have the same enemies. We're already aligned. We don't need to talk. We're simpatico. Got it? We already chose the side we're on. Alex Jones sounds alarm over Candace Owens' mental state as Charlie Kirk conspiracy spirals. Now, here's the article, so you guys can read what I just said. Sandy Hook families, which is Democrat Party, Paul Weiss Law Firm, DOJ, CIA, want, that's just their front group, want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. And you read the articles out of Bloomberg, all this, they say, the 13th Amendment does apply to everybody, but not Alex. He's a special case. We want to own the name Alexander Emmerich Jones, Alex Jones, and all other similar things, his likeness, and we want his real Alex Jones and all this other stuff. And they also told the court any future things, like they wanted to take my name. Only people like Prince that could happen to because he signed with Sony what's called a 360. You can sign away your name and sign away ever using it again if you leave the contract. I never signed a 360 contract. Contrary to that, I said everything I've ever done belongs to you. 25, 26-year-old contracts on the site saying free to air, non-exclusive license of the world, you own my show. That's why they're in big trouble and freaked out now. And that, by the way, was used in court as well. So why would Elon not, when they say they own anything they want on X, they can just go get all these little courts, see, because X was the real target, to say we can take anybody's site on there and we can operate in somebody's skin and somebody's name and take over their followers and their supporters. And the Onion said misrepresent as if we're him. They said that on national TV over and over again. Isn't that a big scandal? Oh, but that's not sexy like just saying he works for the Jews. I tell you what I get from the lawsuits and the attacks and all of it is I get run over by the Israel lobby. I certainly have their tire tracks on me. But see, you're not a real man or woman in the arena. You look at me, the OG, 31 years on air, changing the world with my awesome audience, and you shake your finger at me, and you go, there's the bad man. He's only on air still. I saw all these talk shows today. He has InfoWars. He has his assets. Elon went and saved InfoWars. The hell he didn't. He doesn't have that jurisdiction in the case. He said, you don't own X. And the court agreed. Because there was no precedent. That's why it was unprecedented. It was unprecedented Elon came in to help me because he wasn't helping me. He was helping himself. And when he does that, he helps all of you by not letting him take over X. And all his lawsuits against the ADL and all the rest of them, including the very law firms suing me because they're suing him on other areas. Got it? See, this is big boy stuff. This is big boy stuff. Why do you, I see it, why do you care if Elon got fined $140 million by the EU? Oh, you work for him. They're fining him because he won't censor you, you dummies. God almighty, what, I mean, do you have five brain cells to rub together? So go read the articles yourself. You can go read the court rulings. Sandy Good families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. Sandy Good families want to seize Alex Jones' social media accounts. The Hill. Elon Musk, X-Corp, files notice in Alex Jones' InfoWars bankruptcy case. Go read his notice. No, you do what you want with him and his company and his stuff. You don't get his name. You don't get the URL. If we decide to kick Jones off, we will not use his name. He owns that. We own the URL, which is the law. Elon Musk is stepping into the legal fight over Alex Jones' InfoWars. Experts say it's unprecedented. Unprecedented because no one has ever tried to go say, we're going to take over your social media account that you serve at the pleasure of the big company. That's how that works. You don't own that. And now we own it, and we own a piece of your platform. No, you don't. Now you see logic, something these people don't want to use. Now, a lot of these influencers, I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot and a journalist and a pundit and an analyst and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer, it just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs and ladies of the night. To quote Waylon Jennings, I actually don't, you know what I mean? But Waylon Jennings, me, no, I'm a Boy Scout, never done anything wrong. All right, so I haven't even gotten to this yet because, I mean, here's my deal. I'm about to expose Israel, literally Netanyahu 2 months ago saying it, and now Israeli officials saying we are going into the United States and into the West and we're going to take control and censor people. That's foreign interference. I mean, that's not just the Russians trying to get their view out over here, which is totally legal. That's not China financing Hollywood for all this anti-Western garbage that should be illegal. No, this is Israel saying, we are going to shut up the American people. And then what do you think it is when Ben Shapiro runs around trying to police everything? He's literally works for Netanyahu. And then old... Old Levin and all of it. Just give me a break. I mean, you're literally telling me you're gonna censor me. And your definition of what's wrong is not. I mean, even if we said overthrow Israel, rivers of the sea, blow it up, which I don't want. A, that's the wrong thing to do. B, I don't hate those people. I just dislike them. Or maybe they're slave. There's plenty of other groups doing it too. So I can't just like, oh, because it's Jews trying to, you know, be the boss and everything. Well, I'll hate you. And all these other groups doing it too. No, I just stand up to you. But they got nuclear weapons, folks. And all it's going to do is get the planet blown up. So just like all you leftists that want to nuke Russia, like Sean Penn, I'm like, whether you love or hate Russia, you can't have that. That'll end the world. That's called mutually assured destruction. It's guaranteed. Do you understand now? Well, they call it the Samson option. And so, again, that's where I'm at on all this. And it's a big, big deal. All right, there's so many of these clips of Netanyahu, and these are old. I got the new ones coming up with the ambassador, with their embassy head. I mean, this is bad stuff, folks. This is real bad. But Embassy of Israel spokeswoman admits they'll use big tech to spy on people to change policy and influence the governments to stop anti-Semitism, including in America. It's 12 minutes long. You got to watch every bit of it. I'm not going to play the whole thing. The upfront's really bad. And, I mean, this is like declaration of war against our speech. And I'm fighting the EU trying to take our speech. Not because I hate Germans or Swedes or French. And Israel's government is like, bitch, you work for us. I'm like, no, we don't. And so... And then I'm going to tie it into Ben Shapiro and what he's up to and all that going on. I'm going to shift gears and all this other news. But this is a big threat. And wherever a threat to our speech, because you lose that, you lose everything. They'll have their new lockdowns, their new pandemics that they admit they're planning. We've got to defend the First Amendment. But the universities are anti-free speech. The left's anti-free speech. Mainly the Jewish lobby here, the right-wing angle, is anti-free speech. We got to just say to the leftists and to the right-wing Jews and everybody, no, not only are you not going to stop our speech, but you're the bad guys when you do that. And you put our foot down on this, because this is how they're passing the draconian stuff. Or even criticize the government, you get arrested in the UK and Germany. Same thing in Australia. It all starts with, oh, some Muslims killed people. Don't say it was Muslims. We're passing anti-Semitism laws too. And we're passing laws you can't criticize the government. And then they get all of our speech. It is dangerous. It is bad. And if you address it from a position of, you're tyrannical, you're wrong, I'm not going to give you your little race game or religion game and, you know, get going to some diatribe about who you are and what you are, I'm just going to say, that's wrong, that's anti-freedom, and I oppose you. They're going to call you Nazi, 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 trying to get you down on their level to change the debate over to that. And instead of, no, you want to shut us up because you've worked for a bunch of powerful globalist interests. They got a bunch of tyranny they want to carry out in their own words, and the free speech stands in the way of that. So I'm here for a big tent about all this stuff. But I do have the unique enjoyment of I've got the Nazis hate me more, probably more than Netanyahu. And the crazy leftist Jewish lobby absolutely hates my guts. I mean, my God, they'll have me in depositions. And just put a fake deposition out, we go to the court and get it changed, make the transcript come out. Jones attacked Jews in his deposition. No such thing. They just lie. They just add fake stuff in. They just need me to be mean to them so they can play victim and then hurt me. They want to say you're a Nazi so they can hurt you. And if you were a Nazi, well, it's not illegal. You have a right, but no. They want to say you're a Nazi so they can hurt you. So I have fought these different Jewish lobbies more than probably, you know, 5 million of you so-called, you know, little anti-Jew warriors that know everything about it. You're not men. You're not been in the arena. You have no idea. You're not telling tens of millions of people right now about the huge Israeli threat to our speech and the coup they're trying to run and the legislation. You're too busy running around policing everybody else, calling them Israeli operatives, because a bunch of you are actually on the payroll now of Israel. Guaranteed. It always comes out. The worst of the Nazis are always working for the, you know, that's how it works. We're going to break. I need your support. I'm not funded by Qatar or Israel or the Pentagon or Walmart or JCPenney. I'm just being stupid. Or Puff the Magic Dragon. I'm funded by you at thealexjonesstore.com. Get your orders in. I'd get your orders in tonight, and you'll get them anywhere in the U.S. before Christmas. But I'd get them in right now. 60% off on ultramethylene blue, the Irish sea moss, the Shilajit, and the other top-selling supplements. Final days of Christmas sale, 60% off MAGA sale. Give yourself the gift of life, energy, clarity, focus. All these products are so incredible. It ends Tuesday, December 23rd, and we've got some other new amazing products in the store. We've got gift cards. We get a whole bunch more, you know, money on there than you with any other gift card, and so much more. I cannot do this without you. You, the listeners, folks, are what backs this operation. You are what allows us to operate. And I really, really appreciate you. TheAlexJonesStore.com. Widest selection of Patriot apparel and more. The 60% off ends in 48 hours. We won't have a deal that big for a long time. Please take advantage of it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do, yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf. And I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
It is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take it as it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win, but regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it and support us, we'll be off the air. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Ooh, 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 ooh. receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.